Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, wonderful listeners, and welcome to another beautiful episode of Winning Every Day. Thank you for allowing us to share this precious moment with you as you begin your day. Whether you are at home, on your way to church, exercising, driving, or preparing for the day's activities, may the peace of God fill your heart and may His presence guide every step you take today. Our topic today is learning to wait quietly. And the Bible text is from Lamentations chapter 3 verse 26, which says, "It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." Several years ago, a story was shared in a leadership article about the Chinese bamboo tree. Unlike many plants that show visible growth within weeks or months, the Chinese bamboo tree appears to do almost nothing for several years after it is planted. The farmer waters it faithfully, fertilizes it, and cares for it every day. Yet nothing seems to happen above the ground. 1 year passes, nothing. 2 years pass, nothing. 3 years pass, still nothing. 4 years pass, no visible growth. Then sometime during the fifth year, something remarkable happens. Within a matter of weeks, the bamboo shoots up as much as 80 feet into the air. The question is, did the bamboo grow 80 feet in 6 weeks? Of course not. It had been growing all along beneath the surface, developing roots strong enough to support the height that was coming. What a picture of God's work in our lives. Many times, we pray, trust, believe, and wait, yet we see little or no visible evidence that anything is changing. But God is often doing His deepest work beneath the surface before He reveals His greatest answers above the surface. Friend, have you been waiting for something? Waiting for a breakthrough, waiting for a job, waiting for healing, waiting for a child, waiting for a spouse, waiting for restoration, waiting for doors to open? Then today's message is especially for you. One of the hardest lessons in life is learning to wait quietly. Not merely waiting, not merely enduring, but waiting quietly. What does it mean to wait quietly? It means trusting God without complaining. It means believing God without panicking. It means resting in God's wisdom when we do not understand His timing. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Notice that Scripture does not say those who rush ahead of God will renew their strength. It is the waiters who receive renewed strength. Sometimes we think movement equals progress, but God often teaches us that patience is progress. Have you ever wondered why God sometimes delays an answer? Could it be that He is preparing you for the blessing? Could it be that He is arranging circumstances you cannot yet see? Could it be that He is strengthening your roots before increasing your influence? If God answered every prayer immediately, would we learn dependence on Him? Would we develop spiritual maturity? Would our faith grow? James chapter 1 verse 3 to 4 reminds us that the testing of our faith develops perseverance, and perseverance produces maturity. Someone listening today may feel forgotten. You have prayed for months, perhaps years. You have fasted. You have believed. And yet the answer seems delayed. Hear this word of encouragement. A delay is not a denial. God's silence is not His absence. His timing may be different from yours, but His love for you has never changed. Psalm 27 verse 14 says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart." Notice the promise. When we wait on Him, He strengthens us. Not just our circumstances, not just our finances, not just our opportunities. He strengthens our hearts. And sometimes that is the greatest miracle of all. Can I ask you a question this morning? What if God is more interested in building your character than simply changing your situation? What if the waiting season is actually preparing you for the next chapter of your life? What if the answer you desire is already on the way, but God is ensuring that everything is ready at the right moment? Take courage today. God has not forgotten your name. God has not misplaced your file. God has not abandoned your dream. Your waiting season has an expiration date. At the appointed time, God will act. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3 declares, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come." I declare prophetically over someone listening today, every blessing that has been delayed beyond its appointed season shall begin to manifest in Jesus' name. I declare that anxiety will not consume your heart. I declare that discouragement will not steal your faith. God will strengthen you while you wait, that divine doors will open at the right time. What God has promised you will not be lost. In Jesus' mighty name. Time for reflection. Take a moment and honestly ask yourself, what am I struggling to trust God with? Where have I become impatient? Am I trying to force what God wants me to receive by faith? Am I allowing anxiety to replace trust? Remember this, God is never late. He may not come according to our schedule, but He always arrives according to His purpose. Actions for the day. Choose one area of your life where you have been anxious or impatient. Write it down. Pray over it. Then consciously surrender it to God. Whenever worry tries to return, replace it with a declaration of trust. Say, "Lord, I trust your timing." Do this throughout the day. Beloved, as you go into today, remember that waiting is not wasting. When God asks us to wait, He is never inactive. He is working. He is preparing. He is arranging. He is strengthening. He is positioning. And at the right time, He will make everything beautiful. And now, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Wherever you are, join me and say this aloud. Today, I choose to trust God's timing. I will not be anxious. I will not be discouraged. My faith is strong. My hope is alive. God is working behind the scenes on my behalf. Every promise He has spoken concerning me shall come to pass. I receive strength for today, wisdom for every decision, and peace for every situation. My waiting season is producing something beautiful. I walk in faith, favor, victory, and divine direction. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. We appreciate you for every listener connected to this devotional today. This day, we surrender every concern, every burden, every delayed expectation, and every unanswered prayer into your hands. Grant us the grace to wait quietly and confidently in you. Strengthen every weary heart. Renew every discouraged spirit. Fill every listener with peace that surpasses understanding. May doors open according to your perfect will. May divine opportunities locate your people. May healing, provision, restoration, and favor be their portion today. Protect us throughout this day. Guide our steps. Let your presence go before us and make every crooked path straight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining today's Winning Everyday podcast. If today's message blessed you, encourage someone else by sharing this devotional with them. You never know whose faith may be strengthened because you chose to share a word of hope. Have a wonderful day, and remember, keep trusting, keep believing, keep waiting on God, and keep winning every day. May this devotional inspire and encourage many listeners today.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday podcast.
Winning Everyday devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise.